Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breaking news out of Washington this hour as President Samuel Diaz issues an executive order reopening the controversial Nevada project to applicants interested in hosting or accepting digitally imprisoned extraterrestrials inside their own minds.
The simple fact is, the people of Red Camp passed a rigorous, transparent audit with flying colors. No regulations broken, no nefarious plans uncovered, no combative actions taken except in their own perceived defense. Every American serviceman was returned unharmed, and in 4 months, no lingering ill effects have been observed.
Hey! That's my friend!
Cool.
The president has reached the only conclusion supported by the facts, that the hybrid people of Red Camp have been as good as their word.
No, seriously! In the Red Camp footage,
But
that's my friend.
Republicans pushed back on the
adjacent to famous, including which Senator makes you adjacent to adjacent to.
Really, just trying to have a drink here, guy.
The president's history of, shall we say, warm feelings toward immigrants aside,
sort of
the American people
friend.
Aren't fooled by today's shocking and undemocratic action.
They saw the same thing I did, a legitimate, unbiased audit stopped in its tracks by the kidnapping of American soldiers and then replaced by a deep state pageant.
Nevada Project directors Brooke Harris and Deirdre responded to the senator's comments.
If it's a pageant, it's one for which the senator was present in person. We find it odd he would describe himself as so easily deceived. We think it's more likely he saw what was plainly there to see, that the people of the Nevada Project are exactly who we say we are.
Submissions to the Nevada Project reopen at midnight Pacific time on Thursday, October 1st. What remains to be seen, given the dramatic events of the past 5 months, is how many Americans will ultimately choose to apply.
Give Me Away, Episode 2, Divorced Guy Energy.
It's coming through! Important papers! Watch out, people! Important papers! It's coming through!
Okay, two more for the R's.
And that's all the R's?
Maybe not. Jamie's bringing a few more.
New apps! I got new apps!
Jesus. Okay.
Thank you, Jamie. We're putting them in piles by last name.
You know, you could do this on, like, a spreadsheet, right?
That's what we've been saying.
It's so much paper. Aren't you guys, like, super environmental?
Hard copies make full team discussions easier. It's simpler to pass folders back and forth. Is there any more coffee?
Oh, technically there is, but...
Then there won't be any tomorrow.
Supply chain. Sorry.
How's it looking? Anybody good? Anybody hot? Obviously I'm kidding, except I'm not.
Starting to think that's as good a standard as any other.
We just need to stick with the core criteria that have served us well this far.
Core criteria? We've got a table full of face tats here.
What's wrong with face tats?
Well, not literal face tats, though... I mean, some of them actually do have...
We will not be discriminating on the basis of tattoos or any kind of...
Face tats is just a code for a certain kind of profile.
What, like Wiccans or...
A lot of these applicants have arrests for civil disobedience, campus protests, disciplinary problems, cybercrimes.
I thought you guys would love that rebel shit.
Deirdre speaking. We've never thought of ourselves as rebels. We're remakers.
Remakers.
Basically, since our standoff with the Army, most people are too scared to apply. Of those who do apply, we're seeing a lot of fuck the man types.
And you don't like that?
Fuck the man is kindergarten. The hard part is figuring out what you want to replace the man with. We want people at that stage. Ideally.
So, what do you want to replace the...
Hearing you put it like that, do we really have anyone here who meets that standard?
So, we were kind of thinking the opposite.
Meaning what?
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now. Maybe better candidates will come along when things settle down, or maybe they won't. Meanwhile, every second that passes...
Yes.
Maybe we need to lower our standards.
Yeah, like, you could even take me.
You haven't brought that up since your recovery, Jamie.
Whatever, I'm just...
Do you still want it?
Hey, kiddo.
So if you're not taking these people, you want me to print more?
No, we'll discuss these with the full selection team.
Good, because I'm pretty sure I burned the last of the toner on them.
Okay, when the fuck are we getting our supplies? This is ridiculous.
Corey and Isaiah are on their way to the colonel as we speak.
Wait, why them? You know the soldiers hate Corey?
They hate Joshua more.
And Corey did save a lot of their lives overseas. Maybe some of them remember.
You got a second?
Our office.
Control, I have an RCR approaching the checkpoint.
Shouldn't be. I'm not seeing any furloughs on the schedule. Look sharp.
Oh, shit. It's the traitor.
Don't you mean traitors?
Let me see what this asshole wants.
You can stop right there.
Hey, Mike. We got an appointment.
Stop right there, deserter.
Like we were saying, an appointment to see Colonel Semler.
Mind if I confirm that, deserter?
Corey speaking. Please do. And for what it's worth, yeah, I deserted. I'd do it again.
Great. Okay. Now, you are Corey Wheeler, formerly of the 71st Light Division, currently containing the entity designated Isaiah.
That's correct, sir. Very much appreciate your time today.
You know you don't have to call me sir, right, given that you're no longer in service to this country.
Is Colonel okay?
How may I help you, Mr. Wheeler?
Notice you're using Lieutenant Riley's old office at the checkpoint.
Why wouldn't I emulate a great man?
Well, if we may, are you his permanent replacement, or a...
Riley's not coming back here.
So it's punishment.
Not at all. His request.
His? Request?
A man can dust himself off after failure. It's betrayal you never really get over.
Okay, we're doing this.
My time is limited, Mr. Wheeler.
Respectfully, Colonel, so is our food and water.
Are you saying there are insufficient provisions to sustain the personnel currently residing in Red Camp?
Not yet, Colonel,
so but... there are sufficient provisions for every person currently residing in Red Camp?
But that won't be true in a few days.
But it is true at present.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
You don't need my permission, Mr. Wheeler. You're a civilian, and nothing more.
Colonel, you've got an enormous shipment. Food, perishables, beverages, medicine, office supplies, correspondence from loved ones. That's been sitting in your clearance facility for almost 2 weeks now.
And as I'm sure you know, all material entering Red Camp is subject to a thorough security review.
And we respect that, sir. But 2 weeks goes way beyond thorough.
This may come as a surprise to you, Mr. Wheeler, but I don't actually answer to you. My mandate from the President is to ensure that there are sufficient provisions to sustain the personnel currently residing in Red Camp. And as you've just acknowledged, there are.
It's just, this has happened every time since you got here.
I'm not sure what you're implying.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve. Your version of blasting heavy metal outside Noriega's palace. Like you want to break us.
Mr. Wheeler, if at any point there are not sufficient provisions to sustain the current residents of Red Camp, let me know, and I will rectify that situation immediately.
Colonel, every human host in Red Camp has people somewhere worrying about them. We're asking you to think how you'd want your own kids treated in a situation like this.
I have three children, Mr. Wheeler. Not one of them is a designated security risk to this country. And the way they were raised, I don't expect they ever will be.
We can save you time at the top, Joshua, if you're about to propose another weapon system.
Joshua speaking. Relax. I couldn't if I wanted to. Your buddy Gil must have put out the word to leave my requests out of our resupplies.
We wouldn't call him our buddy.
When those supplies arrive at all, of course. Can't your buddy do anything about that?
He says the president needs to pick his battles.
Sounds like he's barely suppressing open mutiny, which we're sure is great for us.
But you're not here to pitch a weapon.
Joshua speaking. I'm bored, and it's too early for other projects.
Agreed. So,
we need a better way to communicate with the prisoners. The pulse language is too slow to teach, too slow to use, and too vague in what it communicates. Graham speaking, sorry, I know that's your invention.
The best you can hope for with any achievement is that one day it will be superseded. What do you propose?
Joshua speaking, a proper translation program. Let the prisoners use their words.
These bodies can't speak our home language.
But we can hear it. We know what the sounds mean. There's thousands of horrific entreaties emanating from every cell in that hellhole. More than enough to put together a decent translation algorithm of basic words and phrases.
We could talk to them properly. We could tell them help is on the way.
If it is.
We'll get past this stage, Joshua. We just can't force our way past it. Give it a shot. Your project is approved.
Ooh. Hi!
Hazel.
Are you Travis?
How'd you guess? Do I stand out in some way?
Oh, I thought that's how you spotted me. We're definitely the only two here over a certain age.
I don't know if it's like a hug or handshake or the cheek thing.
Hug's fine. We can...
Cool! Sorry. It's been a while since...
I wasn't sure from your... If you're coming out of a marriage or...
No. No marriage. Or not in the conventional.
Oh, looks like I need to catch up. Mm.
Sorry, I've been here a while.
I'm not late, am I?
No. This is just sort of my place. Sometimes I'll spend all afternoon. not because of all the young.
No, I didn't think.
More because. This was where we used to. This was our spot, our local, as it were.
Oh, you went to school here?
Yeah, sort of. Not exactly a regular feature in the alumni review.
Like grad school or?
Undergrad. It's changed a lot since then.
I imagine.
You order on your phone now.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Yeah, plus. Some kind of updated gender thing with the bathroom.
Oh, I see. So you click on...
But the same basic setup, mostly coffee shop by day, mostly bar by night, but both aspects available at all times.
As evidenced by...
Exactly.
Who's we?
What's that?
You said we used to come here.
Yeah... Morgan.
Morgan?
And my other friends. Back then, you could order one thing and sit for hours. And now they start clearing their throats if you haven't.
Oh, I guess I'd better pick.
Morgan could make a single seltzer last all day.
So, was Morgan your...
Oh, God, no. Strictly Married a friend of mine, in fact.
Oh?
I mean, we've stayed in touch. Or we had stayed in touch.
You and Morgan and the friend she married?
But since they separated, since they stopped speaking to...
Sorry, who separated? Morgan and your friend?
That's them.
Just because it seems like... If I came in cold and didn't know anything, I'd assume you were the one who...
Mm-hmm. Divorce guy energy without the divorce. It's at least novel, right? Hey, let's get you a drink. I know I'm due for a re-up.
I already clicked on something.
Oh, sorry. I would've...
It's fine. This is just a casual...
Should be quick. They bring them out pretty fast. Especially for a local fixture. Such as myself.
Wait, this can't be the same table you used to.
Oh, God, no. No. All the tables are different now. Smaller, fewer carved initials. But it was roughly here. Give or take some interior remodeling. We used to camp out all day.
The same table every time.
Got here bright and early. Every morning to grab it.
Right.
I was sort of the anchor. And everyone else would float in and out. Morgan, Webb, Graham, Connie. Sort of like this one fluid mega conversation that got passed on like a baton all day.
And this is still... Undergrad you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, this would have started halfway through my sophomore.
And you're about my age.
Well, that would require ungentlemanly speculation on my part.
Travis, I need to ask you sort of a rude question.
Okay, now it's a party.
Have you been here drinking all day?
Well, now I'm really nostalgic. Morgan used to ask me the same question in this very...
Morgan.
No, in more of a lighthearted...
The thing is, Travis, just given the situation that I'm coming out of, I have to make sure I'm taking care of myself.
Sorry, I'm not totally...
And I hope it's none of my business, but I hope you can take care of yourself too.
Okay. I'm a little lost.
I already paid, right?
Paid?
On the phone thing. I had to put my card in. I assume that means I've already paid.
And your divorce was finalized.
God. Could it be 6 years?
Looks like, yeah, just about.
And in terms of current relationships?
None.
How do you feel about that?
Why, I've had some wonderful times, and some other times that were less so. I wouldn't take any of it back. I just came away thinking...
Go on.
It's such a frayed connection, isn't it? It sparks, it shorts out. Surely there's something better.
Dana, we appreciate the time that you've taken the day and your willingness to have such an intimate conversation over video.
Of course. I know you can't really make personal visits right now.
You understand the predicament we face.
I think I do.
Your personal profile... Your professional responsibilities, your lack of partners, dependents, aging parents. All of it is ideal. And you've demonstrated a keen understanding of the commitment.
No one totally gets it before it happens, but you're close.
But...
Our core principle is that we liberate these prisoners into the longest life we can possibly offer them.
And I'm 55.
We mean no disrespect.
Can I just talk for a minute?
Of course.
The fact that you even took this call means I'm not completely out of the running.
not completely, no.
You mentioned my professional responsibilities.
They're intense. Indicative of a high level of trust.
And for almost no credit. Every day the partners pass off work I do as their own.
If it's any comfort, that shit doesn't just happen on this planet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My whole life, everywhere I've ever been employed, almost all of the work was being done by some woman who was over 45. Every job. She was there, picking up everything that was getting dropped. Everyone just sort of accepted it. No one ever asked, how is this happening? How do the reports keep getting filed every week? Is it ninjas? It took me so many jobs before I even noticed that woman. Then years went by, and one day I sat up at my desk like, wait, now I am that woman? When did that happen?
Yes.
Dr. Harris, Deirdre, I get it. I wouldn't want to start my life at 55. I'm just saying, maybe there's someone in that prison who would like living with that woman.
Thank you, Dana. We'll follow up.
Nice to meet you, Liz and Robin.
Very much so. She's not 1,000% wrong.
We liked her too. But how do you tell someone fresh out of prison, this is how much life you get?
No one knows how much life they're gonna get. And the apps aren't exactly pouring in. Graham and Joshua seem to be okay.
That was special circumstances.
Special circumstances, like, we fucked up, right?
Your furlough's coming up, isn't it? Liz's furlough, we mean?
Honestly, it's more Robin's furlough. She's the one who really pushed for it.
Even if it's hard. Even if it's...
It's worth it. We know. It's just... Liz's sister's a lot at the best of times.
Maybe she'll be happy that Liz is in love.
Yeah. No, that's not gonna happen.
Our families need to see us. They need to see that we're healthy and happy. It's crucial, individually and to the whole project.
We're doing it, okay? We're just gonna enjoy the ride back better than the ride there.
All right.
We should think about older people. We should give it a real look. 30 years versus endless torture?
We're aware of the options.
Plus, we all got to be young, right? Here or back home. Maybe not everyone wants to do that again.
Hi. Are you Travis?
Yeah, are you with the meetup?
The Thursday squad.
Right, yeah, the Thursday.
In full effect, my man. Let me introduce you to everybody. You got your shoes?
Yeah, I got a drink. I already...
No, shoes. For bowling.
Oh, right! The special shoes. It's been a long... Over there?
Yeah, they'll take care of you. Get your shoes and I'll introduce you to everyone. You're single, right?
Yes. Yes, I am presently...
Great. There's def some folks you should meet.
Over there? That's the Thursday?
Yup. That's the squadron.
Oh, good. Now it's a squadron.
Definitely want to intro you to Steph, but go easy. She's rolling a lot of gutter balls tonight.
Then I'll be sure to offer her a gutter ball of my own.
It's kind of a weird joke, guy.
Is it?
We don't tell jokes like that.
Sure. Just... Really?
It's a respectful meetup. Just folks getting to know each other. Probably want to stay away from the raunchy stuff.
Sure. It just... I mean, look, my friends, we always sort of like one-up each other. It's like a...
Okay, but they're not here, right? Those friends?
I'll go get my shoes.
Really not a good time, Trav.
You know what I picture?
I'm coming off a shitty work call.
A Winnebago. You're behind the wheel of a Winnebago, just like...
There's no Winnebago. I'm driving a normal car and staying in hotels.
Traversing heartland, highways, and byways.
So you're drinking again.
Well, if you recall, I stopped drinking for a very specific reason.
Look, I can't...
And I was using it as an excuse to stay overnight at your place, crash in Jamie's old room, but that's not an option now.
I'm begging you, man. I just need to sleep.
There's someone in there now.
I can't really make him out, but...
Wait, where are you?
Just a silhouette. But it's moving.
Travis, please tell me you're not...
So even if they were inclined to let me crash, that bed's occupied. Whoa!
Excuse me! Excuse me, sir.
What's happening? Is it the cops?
Give me a sec. I'm barely...
If it's the cops, just do whatever they say.
May I help you?
Yeah, hi. You can't park here.
Just put down the phone and put your hands
on the... Is that really true?
You can't just park in front of my house. You're freaking out my kids.
Public thoroughfare and all.
Jesus, Trav, is that the guy who lives there now?
Sir, if you don't leave, I'm gonna have to... Jesus. What is that?
Yeah, that would be urine.
Okay, this is... You really need to go.
I can't.
What?
Travis, give him your phone.
Yeah, I can't drive. I can barely walk. What do you want me to do?
Okay, listen to me very carefully, Travis. As carefully as you can right now.
Oh, one sec. This sounds important.
Excuse me?
We're done. Don't call anymore. I'm sorry. I've helped you for decades now.
Wait, hold on.
And I'm done. I'm finished. I've raised my last kid. Now put your phone in the man's hand.
I guess it's for you.
Hello? Are you someone who's connected to...
Mr. Silas, right? I can't remember your first name.
Bob.
We wouldn't have met. I wasn't at the closing. I handled it through my, you know, guy.
Wait. Are you...
Can you help him? I'm so sorry. It's the last thing you want to do tonight. I wouldn't in your place, but... But can you help my friend?
Dad! Joshua!
Joshua! Graham!
Sorry, what's happening?
Up here! On your makeout rock!
Come drink with us!
Yeah, we're not doing that. Graham speaking. Are you giving my kid booze?
Again, 22 years of age.
Your body needs to sleep. We need to make real progress on the translator tomorrow.
Come on, let's be sociable.
If you're not sharp, I'm not sharp.
I've worked for you all day. Now I want to do this. Consensus?
Fine, just get it over with. Graham speaking. You know I never actually did any making out on that rock, right? That was your mom's joke.
Should call it the sleeping rock. It's so comfortable.
I know, it's not like anyone has a sex life here.
Speak for literally all of yourselves.
I haven't even thought about sex for a long time. That's weird, right?
You guys could be having the kinkiest orgies in history, but you'd rather just walk around being concerned all the time.
Hey, we're keeping the flame alive. Sorry for y'all. Graham, Joshua, catch.
Oh, but where's their bourbon in Red Camp?
Bourbon's all there is until they let that shipment through.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that.
Hold up, Graham. Get Joshua's permission before you chug.
Oh, huh.
Alcohol intake requires consent.
Not for me. I just tell my brain cells to eat a dick.
Joshua, is it... I've been curious about this, but drink slowly. I need to monitor the effect. What's the occasion?
Emotional support. Liz and Robin's furlough's coming up.
You get furloughs?
To see a designated loved one.
They're real short and very escorted.
Can we get that bottle back?
Honestly, it might not be so bad.
Wasn't yours bad?
Not all of it. Your family can surprise you.
Do you get a furlough, Dad?
Graham speaking, you're here. I get my furlough every day.
I don't count as your furlough. You get me for free. Make them let you go visit Mom.
Did your mom say she wants me to...
Liz speaking. I know it's ridiculous compared to the cyber prison.
It's not like that.
Robin speaking. We're not comparing traumatic pasts, baby. Your suffering is legitimate. Yeah, but my suffering is my family was kind of shitty. Yours was prison. Like, two different kinds of prison.
Isaiah speaking. What do y'all think was worse? Cyber prison or regular prison?
Oh. Cyber, for sure.
Yeah?
You don't think so?
Isaiah speaking. Cyber was like... just suffering nonstop.
Yeah, hence our answer.
But at least they weren't there. The people with the instruments. At least nobody was making us give each other up.
Shit. That's a good point.
Instruments?
Of torture.
Isaiah speaking. They'd come in every night, wake you up, want names, other people from the school. There were two of them who were really bad.
Robin speaking. I think we just have to let each other off the hook. I mean, we all did it.
You guys gave each other up?
Not like I gave up Isaiah, but there's people in the prison I'm gonna have a hard time looking in the eye when they get out.
Joshua speaking. Everybody talks. They bring in the instruments, they work on you long enough.
Even you?
Everybody talks.
Old times, huh?
Yeah, how did we get on this shit?
You. It was you.
I think it's cool. Not cool. I'm definitely not cool. Just cool to hear you talk about stuff from before I met you.
Excuse us. Hi. Give me a second.
At some point, we need to properly chronicle it all on paper. It's just, you know, bigger shit first.
How are you?
We're gonna keep this short. Got it?
Okay.
Tell Jamie to call me back. That's it.
Right. Just, Graham speaking. Sorry, I'm just catching up.
She's not returning my calls, so I'm reduced to going through you.
Jamie isn't calling you back?
And she's surrounded by fucking soldiers and I don't know what else, so she needs to check in. Just tell her.
Well, it's just, we haven't talked in a while.
And we're not talking now.
Look, can we just keep...
Don't. Do not. Just make her call me back. Can you do that?
Joshua speaking. We'll tell her you called, and then she'll do whatever she wants. Satisfactory?
God, that is weird.
Satisfactory?
No, but it sounds like it's the best I can get. Do it.
You left her. Why do you care if she likes you?
Sir.
Read my mind. I don't feel like talking.
Sir.
Think we're done drinking, guys.
No, sir, look. The shipment's in. They're dropping it now.
They just dropped it and left? Didn't tell anyone?
Of course.
We'll start with this one. It's got perishables. See shit. Why would they deliver it at night?
Because we can't see shit. It's a taunt.
Just about got it.
What the hell is that?
That's our vegetables, sir. That's all of them.
We have to talk right now.
Oh, good. Graham, there's something you need to see.
They let our food go bad.
Sorry, what food?
Anything not in a can. The veggies. The milk.
They just left it under the sun.
Everything?
Hope you like soup.
We can't just let this stand.
They're all apologies, of course, but quick to point out that they haven't actually failed in their remit. We won't starve without vegetables. We won't die without milk. And... they've assured us a replacement shipment is already on order.
Which will take how long to arrive?
Well, exactly.
All right, obviously we need a full team meeting, but first...
A meeting?
Graham, there's something we specifically need to show you.
Are you seriously handing us an application right now?
You know this man, yes? He's been to Red Camp before?
Wait.
He had different hair then. He was clean-shaven.
Wait, hold on.
But wasn't this man at your acceptance?
He
accompanied you to the ghost house. Embraced you before you came inside.
Yeah, sorry, Graham speaking. That was him.
Travis Mears.
Yeah. He's my friend.
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers, directed by Jordana Williams, sound design by Bart Fassbender. Featuring Kevin R. Free, Jorge Cordova, Nat Cassidy, Ian Williams, Brian Silliman, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, Diana O, Rebecca Comtois, Sean Williams, Jordan Tierney, Hennessy Winkler, Jason Howard, Kelly Ray O'Donnell, Kristen Vaughn, Paco Tolson, and Hannah Cheek. Music by Adam Blau, production manager Katie Cosma, produced and edited by Sean Williams.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.